This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The current mantra with President Trump seems to be look at what he does, not what he says. That said, however, words like facts matter, especially those of the president of the United States, which gets us to his Twitter feed this morning, in which he said, as perhaps you've heard already, that what America needs is a, quote, good shutdown, in air quotes, in September to fix mess. The mess being, it's clear from the context, the difficulty the White House is having getting its agenda through Congress. This afternoon, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney took a question about what a good shutdown might be. Here's that tape.
But you asked me what a good one would look like, and a good one would be something that fixes Washington, D.C. permanently. Yes, sir.
Reasonable people can disagree about the definition of good, I suppose, but one thing is completely clear. Government shutdowns are not good for the economy in straight dollar terms or in intangibles. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has that one.
Shutdowns happen when politicians can't agree on government spending. Usually someone thinks we are spending too much.
The irony, of course, is that the government shutdown ends up costing money.
Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. In a shutdown, hundreds of thousands of federal workers are sent home to do nothing.
And the reason that that ends up costing us money is a lot of things don't get done during that shutdown, but we often go back and pay, for instance, the salaries of the government workers who were furloughed during that time period.
This costs government workers, by the way. If they get paid, they get paid late. And while they're waiting on their money, research shows they're more likely to miss rent, mortgage, or credit card payments. Matthew Shapiro, professor of economics at the University of Michigan, did some of that research, and he says government contractors have it even worse.
They get laid off. Unlike the government workers, they're often not reimbursed.
Beyond unemployment, government shutdowns have consequences for the broader economy. When parks like the Grand Canyon shut down, tourists can't go.
Businesses like hotels and restaurants and shops that thrive on tourists that visit our national parks, they will suffer too.
Beth Ann Bovino is chief economist at S&P Global Ratings.
Think about all the businesses that need a permit to start a project. That also has to be delayed.
Take one small industry like crab fishing. The last shutdown in 2013 delayed the start of the Alaskan crab season by several days, costing fishermen thousands in lost revenue. The Office of Management and Budget said that shutdown also delayed lending to small businesses. Standard & Poor's estimates that two-week shutdown cost the U.S. economy $24 billion. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.
True story, I got shut down two times while I was a federal employee, got back pay both of those times.